Thank you. We're on tape number two for March Crushing. What is this? I believe it's 1999.
I really am home.
April 24th.
You're headed for the millennium. Bugs in the computers. Well, this is just interesting because all of you better be thinking very carefully about these things. And over in Nevada, you know, they're both having indigestion, palpitations, headaches. And oh, hot dog, somebody heard me with my lessons. Somebody actually went to a seminar and learned something. Well, we were back doing seminars before most of you heard about corporations. So it pays off. Don't ever let the lessons go by. Oh, well, we have a corporation now. But an invisible energy form cannot be a member of the human aspect of a corporation. So it's like, that's Hatton's paper, or that's Hatton's corporation, or that's what did you say? The judge said it very well. It's you I'm going to put in jail, Mrs. Ecker. So are you going to tell me that this invisible energy made you do it, Dr. Young? And you do what? You claim that this energy told you now that you're the head of it? Well, this is when, if you look at it squarely, right on, it gets funny. Don't stop seeing the humor in what you do, because these are the best and easiest ways to learn lessons. Make it funny. Make it outstanding. So, we sit in a room, and Rick decides to be a director. And I believe I'd like to be the treasurer, since EJ's the president and Dorma has to do all the paperwork, so we'll dump that on her and she can be the secretary. Well, what about Charles? So he's just a witness because he's always witnessing. Well, but I'm tired of being a witness. I want to be a director. So now we have a whole entourage of directors. And nobody's anything. Corporately, nobody is anything. Except the one starting the corporation. So why get into a tizzy-do? We can print business cards and everything, and we'll even make you directors. We'll do all the corporate paperwork. But right now, this afternoon, it's not feasible to do the paperwork. We're in Manila. Corporations back, God only knows where, in the basement somewhere. Not so. They appoint themselves directors. That's okay. Because it really makes it a lot nicer if you're working with someone to be able to hand them a business card or something and they know a little bit about who you are and what you do and at least you're representing something. So time goes on, and now we're miffed. We are so miffed that we're going to make secret arrangements to just get out of here. Why would they be so miffed, and why would they not want to cause a big breakdown? Because they think that the ones we have structured will be coming through with billions of dollars. I'm not talking little bitty millions. I'm talking damn near $1 trillion, of which half would be something we could talk about. So we're not going to make the powers that be really miffed off. So we'll keep everything a secret. But remember something, you don't keep secrets from God. So it doesn't really pay to play the game. Games are facades. And so you blunder, and you blunder, and you blunder. Now I'm really ticked off at you, and we're going to go home, and we're going to do this because we know it's all done. We're just waiting for Manny to get back and tell us how much it's all gone and all done. And he comes back into Manila 24 hours late. And they've got to go in the morning because they've changed their reservations. They've got to go early. And so the man didn't show up until 9 or 10 o'clock. So they had a bad period of time. But coming right up to it, I prodded them enough that they told us that, oh yeah, well, we've already changed our reservation for all these silly excuses. You cannot go out of here without us having full written contractual agreements on doing business. Oh, no sweat, we'll just do that. Well, by the time they got done, they had relinquished every legal avenue of recovery. They just signed their whole career away because they were pissed off. And that's what you can do with good corporate structure, and it will stand in court. And so what is the last paper about? You defrauded us. We can't find the contracts. Well, there weren't any. We can't find any appointment slips. Right, there weren't any. But how is it that the Eckers defrauded them? Were you not the secretary of this corporation and the treasurer of this corporation and the whatever of this corporation? Why didn't you do something about that? You can blame all you want to, but you didn't do anything about it. There's nothing there. And then the biggie. Always watch for the big one. And we know that you removed our names from the bank accounts. The big one. The big bank account. You know, the Global Alliance bank account? In fact, they show no record of us ever being on the bank account. Well, that's because they were never on the bank account. Never. They didn't even have, but we signed some cards. Oh, well, I'm on the bank account, dummy. That was your resignation. From something you never were. But I put in my paper that I would always be a signatory on this. What paper? Well, you know the paper. It's right there. But there was never an agreement. You put it in there. Nobody paid any attention to it, including the ones you gave it to. And you're not going to come back here now, 2 or 3 years later. After you have set up and destroyed. And oh well, heck, maybe these people will do something. Well, we're not going to do anything we started out to do. Nothing. And these are the reasons. We don't have to. All we have to do is just keep funneling everything offshore to Mr. Jeffers, who is already now structured to be unlimited. And we just go from there. And will it stand in court? Of course it will stand in court. Well, I'll see to it that the documents are no good. Oh? V.K. Durham, Rick, has already said that is a fraudulent signature, is it? Are you going to tell us after all these months of pure hell that is a fraudulent forgery? You're the only one who ever touched it, Rick. I don't think so. Not if you haven't a shred of a connection in your brain. Talk about dead almost instantly. You do not play games like that with your friends. Or you really get deaded in many ways. We have been tested in fire, tempered like steel. And we will not ever turn and betray a friend. And yet we had to find out who would betray us. And the funny thing is, you don't need adversarial speakers for these receivers who won't identify. The truth was in there. We're cleaning house. They just misperceived who. I don't see them around. But they're going to have another lawsuit because of fraud in the paperwork. Now, what they did was find out they couldn't usurp or take one more thing. And so in the trying to find out so that they could find out if there was anything, they found out there was nothing. And now we know where they go to find out. So there won't ever be anything there, will there? And each little step, each little crawl, you take it to your heart. And you stop dwelling on these little petty nothings. You don't need revenge. You don't need to judge. And you don't need to blame. Because there are no mistakes in the programming. There's only growth or drop out. And we're not going to drop out. We're going to move on with the paper. It may be a creepy, crawly start. I can't let you have great and massive funds, or you go in there like a big balloon and they will burst all over you. Well, they try to find out how you got it, what it is, where it is, and you will spend the rest of your life in court. And I don't think it's that much fun. But we'll start with what's happening. There will be a trial, a hearing on this temporary restraining order on the 3rd in Las Vegas. So put it in your calendar. This will have a confrontation. And other things are coming along. But we've set out this little segment of time to share, discuss, see where we want to go. I said earlier that we can be in the Global Alliance. And the Phoenix Institute will have its place. But I, for one, am ready to take the load off these people. As soon as we can get it sorted around, we're not going to wait to see what in the world will ever happen with Betty Tootin and all. Even after being kicked out of court again, George Green and Abbott and Horton went back and appealed again to the Supreme Court. And this was the case of Green against the boxes of gold. It was so stupid, they threw it out the first time. Now they've appealed it, at least the second time, to the Supreme Court. No wonder the court system is so busy. So on the 24th of June has to be a mandatory settlement conference because they have no court of appeals in Nevada. So they set up a judge, and you have to go. And this judge has said, Mr. Abbott and Mr. Horton will produce their clients. So any of you who want to see Horton and his client Green Abbott and his client, Leon Fort, and Eleanor Swerfer, and I don't know how he's going to produce John. But they've gotten everything so entangled that the Phoenix Institute cannot function. Well, I'm tired of playing in that game. So one of the first things that we're going to do is just go outside the loop and clean out the Institute. With interest, we will not ask people to take a loss on their gold because most people put their gold in when it was $100 an ounce higher. But we're tired of taking the abuse and the beating over that Institute. And I don't blame anybody, but you see, they continue to say investors. There were no investors. There were lenders. And the judge in Nevada sat there on the bench and said, these are not even due. But years later, it's still going on. And now new attorneys are trying to milk everything they can out of the Texas Overton Gold. And unless you pay, this is just last night, unless, EJ, we get Randy paid in Texas, he doesn't even want to go back to court. But we paid him. What do you mean he doesn't want to go back to court? Well, his law firm's really at him. And I'll go further with Don Rhodes. All of his expenses paid over to Manila. He wanted to go. He got to go scuba diving off Palawan. And there's a $15,000 bill sitting in the basement at Ecker's house that he wants to be paid on now because, after all, there's all this upset and it's been 8 months. Well, it's still cheaper than building him a legal institute, isn't it? So we may as well just get it all out there. Let's just get it out there. And the interim funding will be enough for that. And Jeffers has made a commitment that as soon as he can get these primary things, he will move offshore. And he will see to it that if other things are dragging, there's enough to take care of those things so that we can move without these harassments. It isn't that the harassment is so much. Is it the obligation within an honest soul says, I'm indebted and I don't want anyone to lose because of me. I will work to my dying day, these ones say, to make everything right. Even things that are not their responsibility. But I'd rather see it go that way than to say, oh, well, what the hell, I'm through with this. To hell with everybody, I'm going to go and do what I want to do. Well, they've really done it. I don't know. I just don't know what will come because everybody has free will choice. You cannot judge what will happen in court. But Mr. Martin is practicing law. They joined and supported him. He holds their power of attorney. And it's the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
Say that again. Rick holds the power of attorney for
Charles, Edwin Young, and Gail. But it undoubtedly is not in law. And he couldn't let it go. He didn't just take Rick's legal document. He had to handwrite the second page, which was incredibly worse than the first page. And I don't want you to have fun at their expense. I want you to learn to do things properly. And out of all of this, the corporation agency could be in the worst position. So we protect Nevada corporate headquarters to the full extent possible, and the players there, the people there. We tend the corporate laws of the state of Nevada to the very, very last of our ability to do so. The laws are not bad. The people get swayed. And at some point along the way, you need a little distance. Because the primary thing is to do proper business. And if you're doing proper business, you're going to get plenty of business to do. What has really happened is that over the years, you've grown into stronger people, so that when these things hit you, well, I don't know about Ellen, maybe, when she gets socked with a lawsuit, or Bruce, what do I have to do with this? And poor Kathy, well, I might have agreed with something, but how did I get to be the one that did all of this? Well, we know better than all of that. But you better be ready, because they're going to blame you. Well, who told you that? Kathy. Now, maybe Kathy didn't do anything but just nod her head, or even maybe not that. But who's going to blame? It's already, well, Kathy and Gail. Come on. When people are desperate, they're going to nail you. And you must be ready for it. And you must be mature enough to not go to pieces with it. And if you let anything slip, bring it out. Put it out on the table. Well, I may have said that we had to do this or we had to do that. Fine, put it out there. And then we can all share in the openness of it. And it takes away the game. We need to clean this up. I don't want people suffering for anything they might have done, either intentionally at any given point or unintentionally. If it involves us, let's clean it up. And if it costs us more, then let's clean it up and pay it. Don't haggle anymore over these little things. If you can scrape something together by a Thursday and something is due with an ultimatum on Thursday, pay it and let's hope we get something by Friday. Let's not go to war over anything else that we don't have to, because it slows us up. On the other hand, you cannot go out and spend millions of dollars until you can see it. That's responsibility. That's squarely facing what we have with which to deal. And yet we had to bring it right down to the very bottom in the protection of having nothing more to lose. Everything has served its purpose. Now we're in this lull, and we've got to step over that threshold. And my other inquiries that pour in all along, what do we do with the Apple Center? Well, it's not the best building or anything. On the other hand, it is here, and you've got all this mess. Isn't it better just to go ahead and keep it for a little while until we really sort? And I can't see you paying anyone anything. This was going into foreclosure. This was an agreement with Keith. Well, if his widow wants to try to save it, then we'll help her. On the other hand, when you have someone spending the money out of the bank accounts and you freeze those accounts, you have to wait again then until there's something in the account. And you think that you've got it covered only to have the next check bounce. And wasn't that interesting to have it be made to the court? So it's been an experience for most of you. But this is what happens. And when you get down here and you start building up, you're going to be busy. But we're going to make a go of it and a go for it. And if it's too much, we set it aside for a while. I was interested in watching the response that we were getting from Ed and Rick Martin and so forth about Diane and Tony Robbins. Now, that has gotten to be the silliest thing of all. At least she has gone and she's gotten to know people that literally could have put you on the map product-wise through the Tony Robbins organization, and you know he's on QVC. This man is internationally known. Can you imagine what Tony Robbins could do on QVC with DeAndriana? So Diane had access and has her catalog being done by the prime network internet person with Tony Robbins. And yet Astral and Tricky, said not only was she squandering and irresponsibly using money, but it was on ungodly things like Tony Robbins. Well, what makes Tony Robbins ungodly? And since when can't you use the money out of your own company while they're writing checks off of it? That's called audacity. In another language, it's called chutzpah. Are we sorry that some will not be with us? Of course. But let us be very careful why we're sorry. We're very grateful to know. We don't go around shunning anybody. If you've really created a great atrocity in an Indian tribe, you may get banished for a while to get you out of the society, out of the structure, out of the circle. Doesn't mean they shoot you. Doesn't mean you can't be gracious and have fun at dinner. But you learn to respect. And mostly, the sad part comes because you will have nothing in common with them longer. But we have to know who will go and who will stay the course with us. And yet you'll find also that no one is totally indispensable. And sometimes that's too much for the ego. It's too much for the ego. And they will wear this on their faces. And they won't, oh, look what we did. We got them this time. They've gotten anything except themselves into a very, very mucky corner. And we don't want to just dwell on this to the point that nobody wants to take the paper just because you've got to hear this garbage. So these are things we need to work out within our own midst. See where we want to go, who wants to do something, and let's move on toward that. But these other things have to be tended. And we knew that it would be a bad weekend to come home and have to live through this. But it's better that we put it out here and let's look at it. They come back saying, you know, Eckhart's near death and Dorma is a basket case. This is out. I love you dearly, but. Oh, yeah, this is another term they really used with us, tough love. I love you, but I'm going to kill you anyway. Right after I strip you naked and crucify you. Especially the money. I'm taking everything that you have because I love you so much. And you're misdirected. Oh, I may come back yet. If you're really good. How wealthy have we gotten off of our own journals? But we're going to be really sorry that we did this to Ray Binder. What I want to know is who's going to be willing to say who actually put their hands on the books to move them. I noticed that the ones who did that won't even help their neighbor move across the street. Who went and removed all of these marvelous books? But they certainly sucked a few people in who would rather not have been sucked in. And the next thing you will get, well, Commander promised us. Well, now I notice that same old commander that's staying now with Ed Young. I am so glad to be rid of some of these commanders. The one, you know, me that went with George Green. And now me who went over here with them, with Ed Young, and gave him all that responsibility, 100% responsibility for that contact paper. And a bank, everything. I mean, you know, Dorman now can stand in court and say, what? You know? I don't know. They all took that one I talked to.
Do you suppose that Dougal will graduate to Ed now?
Oh, I guess. I guess so. Except that he won't let her in because he's the astral connection. That's your clue. That's your clue. From the get-go. Anybody who really is genuine would get rid of me. Wouldn't wait for me to go running around tampering with everybody's mind. The ones of you who take this responsibility, and I bring that right into this room, would gladly be rid of me. But we're going to do it. I'm not going anywhere. We've got a staid nucleus here from which to build. And we need the paper now for a different purpose. I needed it. If we had closed it up after the public notices, that validated us. We kept our agreement. Didn't matter what the notice said, particularly. We kept our agreement. This was a communication link. But you know where it bogged down? On the Ten Commandments. And I suggested you shouldn't run around seducing people. You're going to pay bitterly. Now, you sure didn't want that put in the paper. So we have some pretty good writings around, and these were comments asked for. And I hope it works out well for everyone. I don't see how that it will. But if it does, it's because they shape up and they go and build. It's like the books. Why sneak in and put someone else in jeopardy? Their career in jeopardy, their word, their honor, to move out some books that if they said they wanted, we would have helped them move. And all it needs now is just to stand strong. But please understand why. Money doesn't just come flowing in, just sinking you in money. That isn't the way to do it. you have to keep that appearance of struggle. I don't have anything is your stance. And you know what? It is so honest. It is so honorable when you don't. If you don't have anything, honestly, then it's very easy to say, I don't have anything. Go search. Go do anything you want. I don't have anything. And if you've done your business well, even if you have something, you don't have anything. And you can do an honorable job with it. And you know something else? You will use it for the right reason. How would you feel if I came along this very day and said, okay, we have it now. I want to put 10 million, 1 million, 500 million into your bank account because I want it to go through your corporation and then you put it over here in the Indian bank when it opens. And we'll purchase gold and we'll show you how all the system works. Can you imagine this with betrayers? Do you think they're going to turn it over back again? And you know what the plum is? The cherry? You use it for anything you want. That's yours. The only price we ask is that you use the banking system. And if you have 500 or 50 different ones using the system, you can build your banking network very rapidly. Part of our agreement with these people, the IMF, was that we would not do domestic transfers. And this was back when we were going to try to back everything with global. And we did issue some and some little contracts. Actually, they were big. And some who helped us get to here are sitting holding them. And EJ was very nervous because he said, but we agreed not to do anything on the domestic level. And I said, you're not. Well, we just made these to these people. Well, so what? They will not be domestic transactions. You will stick that. Well, I suggest in many places they could stick it. But I really suggest they stick it in the bank. You know, the Navajo Bank. Or the East Henderson, Nevada Bank. Somewhere. And it is never used. It sits there. It sits there. That's one way we can assure that it sits there. And it is not a domestic transaction. It gives us a foundation upon which to test our system. And these are necessary things. And when you're working as a domestic citizen of the United States of America, unless you want to move to the Philippines, it's harder to do business over there. So you really don't want to do that until the citizens there get their system cleaned up. But if you're a domestic citizen of Tehachapi, isn't it easier to do offshore dealing over here at Arvin? Then in the Bahamas, if you have to go somewhere to sign something, I need corporations to use. Because if we're going to do it right, we're going to do it right. And no, if I put $10 billion in your account, you can spend a little bit of it. All you have to do is structure and get it into security. And let us form a network to see how it can function. But I'm not going to play with my enemies. Rick Martin proclaimed enemy. Enemy. That is the term. Well, we may not want him for an enemy. I don't want him for a friend. And he doesn't really want me for an enemy. And I don't have to do anything. Not diddly squat. But you are the functioning human beings. And you will be held responsible. And you will be responsible. And it's hard to go through these, I suppose you call them throes of whatever you want to call it. But not really. Because your heart tells you when there's something wrong. Every one of you will say, oh, well, I guess it was really no big surprise. Because it's always there. It always shows. And if it was meant to be, if you have felt it was meant that you participate or be, you will. You certainly will. And if you're just trying to hang on to the golden ring that actually is brass, you'll just get green stain on your hands. And yes, indeed, it's a real shocker. It's a real surprise with the way it works out. But now that it has, we can move on. And we couldn't until. And I had to remove this team, not only to do something elsewhere, but to get out of the way. And you can see how easy it was, how the fish flopped back and forth, and then finally land on the wrong side because it looks like the more sure side. And yet, I'm going to ask you, what has Ed Young promised you? What have you been promised? What have you been told would happen? Oh, well, you will have everything you need to make this work. Well, I haven't seen it yet. And the next statement is, well, we haven't seen much from you. And you promised us this and this and this. You promised us money. And you haven't produced. So we'll set a limit on you, God. Ed Young gave us 10 days. I said to Ecker, Olee, so now we can't do anything positive for 11 days, can we? So here we are, past our deadline again. Yeah, but sir, it would be nice to have something left, like our sanity. Oh, you'll grow. You'll get used to being insane. We'll build on that. We'll build on insanity. Because life is the illusion. And if they have the illusion that they're going to make it without God, they're wrong. They will not. They may appear to for a while, and that doesn't even mean that I am proclaiming I am God. Let's have them.
What on the Y2K were fairly
On the Y2K we're not 100% set in this country, but we're doing some of the things that to try to back ourselves up. But we've shipped all of our technology, or the technology that we didn't want, or lesser technology, to the third world countries, such as the Philippines and Asia. And they're going to have a lot more of a problem with this Y2K thing than we are. And my question is do you think we're going to be able to get the necessary work done before January 1st of next year?
Yes. Y2K is something set up for the feds for a takeover, and it isn't working out very well for them. But they can go under the shelter or the umbrella of nothing worked. But they will have all of their banking, all of their infrastructure in order. And yet, what will close down will be what will be very difficult for people let's just say the deliveries can't make it through. What you're really up against, and Y2K is just a kind of a little shifter or a distraction